At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. I wasn't sure I was going to cover BB Reindeer Games because I kind of didn't know what the show was, but it's been honestly so fun to watch. I'm really happy this guy came back on the podcast. It's BB 19 winner, Josh Martinez. Josh, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me. You know, I'm a big fan of you, Sharon, so it's always fun talking and catching up.
I'm a big fan of yours. Yeah, let's get into it. So just going back to getting the call, what were your thoughts? What were you told? You know, a lot of people are saying that we weren't told this was like as, I guess, strategy focused as it is. But yeah, tell me like about the call itself.
So I got the call. I mean, most of us, what was really cool was we realized, well, no, producers told us when we were there that we were the first round of calls and that we all said yeah. So they didn't have to call anybody else, which was really, I was like, damn, I feel honored. They reached out early October, so I knew for a little while that basically they pitched it like, oh, it's a fun holiday show. It's going to be like a winter short season. It's just a couple days, less than around two weeks, no more than that. And it's going to be fun, and we're going to bring legends, and we really want you to be part of it, and X amount of dollars to do it. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. Anytime I get to play Big Brother, I truly thought I was getting myself into like a special, like, oh, where they're bringing us back and we're just going to talk about like, you know, our seasons. And I know we were playing for money, and I know but I didn't think it was going to be the Hunger Games of Christmas. That's literally what it felt like. Like day one, I remember the first challenge. They're like, it's a sabotage challenge. And we all look at each other and we're like,
oh,
what the fuck did we just sign up? Like, this is not, I like screamed up at production. It's like, this is not what you told me it was going to be. So they bamboozled us, but all in all, it made for a great show. So they're geniuses over there. But yeah, we did not expect it to be that intense.
Yeah, it must have been cool for you to also get the call, because I know you how bummed you were about BB22 not working out. Yeah. No, you've been on the challenge and you're kind of a staple over there now, but like, you're coming back to BB a little bit, Josh. We're bringing you back.
Yeah. No, it's exciting because, you know, I'm a huge fan, and I feel like Big Brother is just, it's always going to have my heart. It's like having your first kid. Like, that's just where home is for me. So to be able to come back was such a dream come true. Just hearing the call, whenever our producer calls, like, you know, it's good news. So I really thought when they called, it was going to be winter season. I feel like you manifested that for us. And I was like, oh shit, it's happening. But I mean, this group was awesome. So I'm glad this was what it was, but, yeah, it was just such a good feeling. I truly woke up every single day just so happy to be back. So it was awesome.
Yeah. Obviously there were like rumors about who was going to be on it. You know, I had heard some things. What were you thinking? And I, you know, I don't want to ask about pregame alliance. I know people talk, but like, what can you say about just like in the pregame, like what you were hearing? Who did you want to see? Who were you excited about?
Yeah. So I'm going to be so real with you. This is the first time that I have never pregamed. This is the first show, and I'm being so honest with you, this is the first show I actually went into and I didn't pregame. I think that there was obviously rumors. I was leaked. I'm always rumored to be on something. Yeah. I had a good sense of who was going in. Like, obviously you had Frankie and Danny and Brittany doing all the promo, so I was expecting them to be on. Taylor, obviously I was expecting her to be on, because she had just done the finale for 25. So I was like, all right, I have a good sense of who's going, but you truly see my reaction. I mean, they have us sequestered. They had us sequestered in a hotel. I got to the lot at 5 a.m. I'm like peeking out through my door trying to see anybody. But I truly didn't know until I got into that living room and I walked downstairs. And I mean, you see the shock. I started screaming, oh my God. Like when I saw Nicole, I was shocked. I saw Cody, I was shocked. So yeah, I think it was better that way. Like you really saw the genuine reactions of all of us. you have a good sense of who's going in, but you truly don't know until you're in that house. So it was really cool. For once, no pre-gaming going on. And I don't think any of us did. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, I haven't really talked to anyone, but I don't even know how you would pregame this other than let's talk for each other. But
yeah, that's exactly you really had no idea what you were going into because the producers kept it so vague that it was like, and I also got threatened. They were like, Allison and Rich was like, Josh, you open your mouth. So I was like, I'm not going to fuck this. I'm like, I'm not going to mess this up. So not threatened, but they were like, listen, please, we wanted to be a surprise for you to come back. So even on the internet, I was seeing all the rumors and getting tagged on so much shit. And I was truly just like avoiding Twitter. I was avoiding liking anything. I went into hiding. Last week, I was like, I'm laying low. Yeah, I'm really glad that nobody really strategized the pregame.
Yeah, I didn't even reach out to you until last minute when you guys didn't have your phones anymore. And I was like, he's on. But
I saw that. I saw that when I got my phone. I saw your message and I was like, oh, Sharon knows.
Yeah, same thing. Like everyone I was talking to stopped answering their phones like the same time. I was like, all right, I know who's this. But
Smart.
But yeah, so you knew Brittany, Frankie, and Danielle, but were you happy to see other winners? So like, okay, I'm not the only
1,000%. I mean, it was a bunch of us. It was five of us. So yeah, I was really excited. I had never met Cody. And I was really, I think Cody was the one that I was a little worried about. I was like, are we going to hit it off? Am I going to want to work with him because he's so good? But I genuinely fucking love Cody. Like Cody was... He truly, like, meeting him is a highlight for me because I was so, like, on guard with him. He was the one person that I truly was a little worried about in the game. And then the time that we spent in there and then afterwards filming and all that stuff, like, he's such a genuine freaking dude. The show doesn't even do it justice. And I see how he won 9-0 because the guy's good, really good. But then seeing Xavier, which I love. I mean, we've hanged outside of the show, but not like this. Like, we've always kept in touch and DM, but like this time we really got to hang out and spend time together. Taylor had never met, so I was really excited. Nicole, I love. So yeah, I was super hyped. Instantly, I was like, we need to start a winners alliance. I was like, we have to. But then I was like, damn, I don't want to be the one to put it out there right off the bat and have it backfire. So I just couldn't. Yeah, but I really wish we would have.
Yeah. What were you just saying? I was going to ask. Oh, Cody. So like, you have obviously a contentious relationship in the past with Polly, but you guys seem to be okay now. Like, was that in your mind too?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think that I was a little worried, even though me and Polly are in a really good place and we're really cool. Like, I was a little worried because there's history there. Like, you know, I haven't had the best history with his brother, so I don't know if he was going to bring that into play. But honestly, no, even when we brought up Polly, like, you know, he realized that I had nothing but great things to say about Polly. And we talked about the challenge a lot in the house. And, you know, Polly's somebody that I'm so happy to see back. And I'm so happy where our friendship's at. So I was really excited. I think my worry wasn't so much that we were going to get along. It was more like, do I want to play with him because he's so good? You know, like, do I really want to work with this? Like, he could beat me. So I think that's where it came from. But then I think the friendship just started forming and I was like, you know what? Like, I really freaking like this guy. Like, yeah, he's really good. But at that point, the whole house was against him. I mean, I told him, I was like, Cody, dude, it's going to be rough. Like, the whole house is literally targeting you. Like, you're public enemy number one. It's going to be an uphill battle. And he knew, but he was a good sport about it.
Yeah. He gets a lot of shit. Cody's a nice guy, guys. Was there anyone that you were really surprised to see? Like, for me, I did not know Nicole Franzel was going to be there. So that was kind of fun.
Shocked. And I was so happy to see her. I think just because of like her experience on All Stars, I thought that she was done doing TV. I truly thought she wasn't going to come back. And I think that was the biggest shocker, her and Cody for me. But I think Nicole, as soon as I saw her, like, I was like, I think I didn't, they were talking to me and nothing was processing. I was like, what the hell? Like, but I was so happy to see her. I mean, I don't think the people knew in the game how close me and Nicole are. Like, I went to her wedding. I was there for her engagement. I feel like I owe Victor my career because he gave me so much hope watching him. So I feel indebted to Nicole, but I never said it in the house. So I'm really happy that she came back, and I'm really happy to see her. And I think just for all of us in general, it was such a good, great experience that I think she could walk away from this one with a positive light, you know?
And I'm sure you probably agree, but like the comps were like much better than they've been in the Big Brother, I feel like recently, just because one, they're fun. It was a good mix. I feel like it was a little bit of more of an even playing field. What did you think about the comps themselves?
I love them. I mean, was I good at all of them? No, the first one right off the bat, I couldn't balance myself to save my life. I mean, the edit kind of did me good because I truly struggled for a solid 30 minutes on that shit. I love them though. There were even playing field. There was anyone, every single challenge, it was truly anyone's game. And there was, you couldn't underestimate anybody. It was like, oh, Xavier's really good. Cody's really good. Frankie's really good. Everyone. Brittany was crushing and dominating in competitions. So it was truly anyone's game. So I think that what we found out, which was really freaking cool, was we were actually able to hang out with production and the PAs and all that stuff. And so what we found out was, the guy, I don't think I can even say his name, but he's a new creator of the games. So I think he worked a little bit on 25, but he just stepped in for this and killed it. I was like, dude, you completely smashed it. Like every single challenge, you had no idea who was going to win it. So it was really good.
Yeah. That's what I enjoyed too. It was like, not okay, just Frankie's winning everything or Cody's winning everything.
Yeah. I remember the producers, we had a meeting after and they were like, oh, if you have any like feedback for us, what would it be? I was like, bring a lot of these comps into the regular season because they were amazing. And I mean, they were a lot of fun. Like you were stressed out. You had no idea. Like little Brittany could whoop my ass right now on this balance beam, and she did. So it's like, you know, they were awesome. And I think that we were all really excited about them.
Yeah. Now I know you went home, but like, was there anything you feel like you could have done differently or kind of just like any
decision? Get rid of Frankie sooner. Get rid of Frankie sooner. I think I love Frankie to death, but I think that the cool thing is like we were able to play this game and have respect, right? Like we were able to play it and be like, hey, I got to get you out. But like, I have never played a game where like you truly left it in the game. Like the moment we walked out of the house and went back to the lot into our green rooms and all that, we were just bonding about life. And like, I truly love this group so much, Sharon. I don't even have the words to express how much we bonded and how much I truly hit it off with all of them, Frankie being one of them, but he's so good. So I wish I would have gotten his ass sooner. I wish we would have targeted Frankie and not Cody. Well, we did, but Frankie won. So, but I'm proud of him, dude. And he's crushing. He made top four, so he deserves it. But yeah, he played such a good game. The edit doesn't even do it justice. Like I thought he was with the guys. He kept telling me that the guys are being targeted by the girls and we got to stick together. But all along, I find out that he's in a girls alliance. I mean, the guy was just good. He's just good. He's really good at Big Brother. So yeah.
Amazing. When you walked in that house too, they did a really good job too. At least for the camera. I don't know about up close, but were you surprised? No, you weren't surprised there. You knew there was going to be pots and pans in there for you, right? Like you knew.
They told me right before. They were like, oh, you have a little, like, you're going to have pots and pans right there. You can storm in. And I was like, you know what? I mean, I have to. It's the only right way to walk into the house. I kind of told them, I was like, guys, can I do the whole pots and pans thing? They're like, yeah. I knew they were going to be there. I mean, it's the only right way to come back into the game, I feel. Just make a splash, right? Make some noise.
Remember your legacy, you know?
Yeah.
Which I want to talk about because I feel like you got a lot of shit during your season, after your season. And I'm just seeing all this Josh love now. That has to feel nice. No.
Oh my God. Yeah. That has been the biggest surprise. Cause I'm like, I'm going into the game. Everyone's America's favorite. It's either you won or you're America's favorite. And I'm like, out of this, I'm like, how did I get stuck with like the most lovable group of people? But I think that has been the nicest thing, to be honest with you. I never go into these shows playing into the public or playing for like what, like the reception or what they're going to think of me, but to like genuinely be so happy in there and feel like a kid again and like be so excited just to like every single second I was being present and I was like, thank you God that I'm able to be back in this game and thank you God for this experience. And then that light or just that energy be shown on screen and be reciprocated and people receive it and see that in me, like that is truly the coolest thing. Like just the love and the kindness and all the messages I've been getting. It's been, I mean, I wish I could truly reply to everyone, but yeah, it's been sweet. And I love you guys. So it's been cool. It's been different.
Yeah. And it's also, I see on social media, it's kind of hyped you up about possibly a real winter season, no?
Oh, if I ever wanted to play, so I told the producer, they were like, would you come back? Like, right after we wrapped, and I was like, would you come back? And I was like, call me for max 50 days, 45 days, but throw me back in. Like, call me next week, and I'm going. I think that, you know, when I played, I was so young and it was all so fresh and so new to me. And I think that honestly, USA and this, like, I realize I'm exactly where I need to be. I'm doing exactly what I should be doing. And I truly love filming and I love being part of the show. And I like was so happy in there, like truly like this euphoric feeling of just like bliss, like, oh my God, this feels so good to be back in this house that it left me with the craving of like, I want to play again and I want to play a longer season. Like it felt too short. It was like, damn, that's it. It's over. So 100%, 100%. I'm down. They call me today and I'm packing my bags and I'm going off the grid.
Yeah. Although I imagine if it is all winners, it'll be a little more cutthroat, right? Like,
yeah, but that's the fun of it. I think that it's not going to be as lighthearted. I don't think you're ever, I truly think that this was such a unique, good group of people that I hope to God that this becomes an annual thing. And I think it is because they realize how good it is. And everyone was so excited. Like, I have never seen these producers light up the way that they did every episode. They're like, oh my God, it's so good. And I was like, oh shit, guys, I think we're doing something here. But I think they realized like we all brought everything. Every single day, like we wanted to get to that top four, we wanted to win. We were having so much conversations that they had so much content. Like, how do you squeeze that into an hour? So I think they realized they're like, holy shit, we got to do this again. But I don't think they'll get the same dynamic. And I know that if I go back into that house, it's never going to be the same unless it's the same group. And I don't think that it would be all of us, especially if it's the winners. But I know it'll be much cutthroat. But I love the game, so I'm ready.
Ready. If you did go back, at least you've met Taylor now. You have relationships with sure a lot of players, but
yeah. And either way, I mean, knowing Taylor is just probably gonna pull a fast one and be like, you gotta go. But the respect's there. So I mean, I would it hurt? Would it sting? Yeah, but I respect the game too much and I love the game too much to like let that hinder a real relationship. So I truly think it's time. And I think you have manifested this. I think you were a big part of why Ranger Games, you started the buzz on the internet and with the fans and all of us talking with you. And I mean, we said that and they were like, Sharon for sure snowballed into this. Like, there's no way. And you created such a buzz that I think that if not this year, if not 2024, I definitely see it in the near future that there'll be a winter season. So, yeah.
Well, thanks, Josh. I keep telling Julie too, and Julie seems to be on board about it. It's more of just like actually getting the logistical stuff, I'm sure, down. Which
I think for a lot of people, the money has to be right, but I think the budget's there. And I think that you're going to get some of the best gameplay ever. So why not front the money? You know, like you're going to get great TV and there's big egos. Not with the people that I just played, but the other people that it's like, come, let's humble you. Let's sign the check. Let's play some chess. So that's what I'm excited for. I would love to see, you know, the quote unquote goats come back and play with this younger group of crazy kids. And I think it would just be great Big Brother. So hopefully we'll see. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. I mean, we are getting Dan Giesling on the Traitors, so maybe he's
I'm so excited for that. Janelle, Dan, Sandra. I'm like, I'm gonna eat that up. I'm excited to watch them.
So fun on the Traitors too. You're a good TV. We need you on the Traitors.
Thank you. We'll see what happens. We'll see. I don't know.
You did mention also like there was so much footage and so many amazing things and fun stuff happening. Anything that you recall that like we didn't see or any fun moments?
Oh my God, there's so much. I don't even know where to start. Honestly, the coolest thing that what sucks is we didn't have our phones and there was no cameras on us, but like it's such a core memory for all of us. Is like we would literally film the day, and then at the end of the day, we would just all look at each other like we just went through a war zone, and like hysterically, I'm talking about like in the middle of the parking lot, just crying of laughter and just laughing, and Brittany going on a rant about like, I mean, all the crazy shit they're going, like we were going through, and just like the way the production, she would like, she's so funny because she's so unserious about it, but she's like, we're talent and they're treating us like peasants. Like, this is not what we're here for. So I would like, I could listen to Brittany talk and I would just die laughing all day long. Like my stomach would literally be hurting, like hurting. But there was just, there was so many moments that we were able, and it was nice because we weren't on live feeds and we weren't, you know, on camera, but we were in the house and we were, and we would have lunch together in another room, like step outside of the house. So we had breaks in between where we would just open up about each other's lives and about each other's stories and kids and the experience and dealing with the hate and like, what was our journey like? So to hear everyone's life story, but also like experience within doing TV, like, I truly felt like we were like a fraternity. It was like, nobody's going to understand that. Like, I truly feel like I understand Xavier. I understand Taylor. I understand all of them on such a deeper level that I would never share those stories, but I'm happy that I had that connection. So I don't know. I fucking love this group. I really do. And I'm really happy. I feel so lucky that I was part of this dynamic.
Yeah. It also makes sense. Cause like there was some tears shed and stuff and I'm like, they've really, yeah. They've been there for like 2 days and they're crying over, but like you guys build bonds, I guess, off camera too, that we didn't get to
see. Like we, so we didn't stay in the house. We stayed in a hotel and we were sequestered until the point that you got eliminated. And then you were still in the hotel till finale. We all come back on finale. You basically were in the hotel, so you were able to hang out. So like when you were out of the game, like we went to dinner and we were able to kick it and we spent it with each other. So there was, it was 2 weeks, but like those 2 weeks literally felt like 2 months. Like we were, it was just us bonding in a green room and, you know, telling stories and not having our phones and just kicking it. So it was really nice. And obviously we all know each other. We all knew of each other. So like to finally, like it feels like you know them. Like it truly felt like, oh, I had known Cody for years. We just never met in person. That's what it felt like a pen pal. So it was really, really cool to have that off camera time and just like connect and vibe out.
Yeah. And just in terms of your elimination, like how much did it hurt that you guys were so close, or did it make it better that it was close?
No, it was sick. You know, at that point, I have so much respect for Nicole. I feel like she's so underrated, so underestimated. Yeah. Even herself, like she truly doesn't know what a badass and what a strong competitor she is. And I hope that if there's any takeaway from this experience for her, it's that she truly is one of the best Big Brother players to ever step foot in that house. You know, not only because she beat me, but because the way that I saw her play in that game, like if there was anybody campaigning every single time to either save herself or save somebody that she was working with or save Brittany, it was Nicole. She was clocked in like every single second. So I was eight, and that was the first time I played with her. So I was like, oh shit.
Saw her action.
Good. Yeah, you're good. But I knew that she would protect me. So like to go out to her, like, did it suck? Yeah, but also I'm proud that I went out to a friend and I went out to Champ and I went out to somebody that I know she's one of the best to ever play. So yeah, I wish I would have stayed though. I really wanted to make that four, but it is what it is.
I know. I actually predicted, I thought you were going to win. Like from the beginning, I was like, I feel like Josh has like a good, well-rounded.
People were telling me they didn't want to target me. People were telling me they wanted to see me in Final Four. Like every time I went into those, that's why you don't see, like whenever they have those one-on-ones, I never get any screen time during that because I would walk in and be like, you're good. I was like, bet. Okay. I'm gonna go sit and chill out and crack jokes, and I was just like a big ass kid in there. Like I was driving production crazy, but I was like chilling for a good portion until Frankie won.
So what is the biggest takeaway for Reindeer Games for you?
Oh, there's so many. I think the friendships that I formed with these people is definitely one of the hugest takeaways. Working with production and connecting and seeing Sean and seeing like all the execs and being actually able to like, it was such a weird experience because with original Big Brother, you're not like behind the scenes and you don't walk around the studio and you're not hanging out with these people face to face. So it was the first time where we actually like kicked it with them. And I was like, this is, and met like the CEOs of CBS and they came in one day and just like, we're the nicest fucking human. So it was like, I felt so lucky. I truly felt so lucky. I was like, oh my God, this is like the coolest shit ever, you know? So, and we were like so giddy and excited about it. So I think just like being part of Big Brother and being back in that house and like every single second that I was in there, I was the happiest version of myself. So that's why I want to come back. It's just such, it's such a light in my life. And I just like, I love that feeling so much that it just like, I really, really want to play again now. So, yeah.
Let's do it. Come on, CBS. Yeah.
Come on, CBS.
Well, what else is next for you? Do you want, I'm assuming you want to do more seasons of The Challenge too, or?
Yeah. So,
Yeah, I'm sure you can't say anything, but
yeah, I can't say anything. But what's wild is I've always had a lot of opportunities to do TV shows, and I've always had opportunities to do other shows. Thank God, because I love doing it. But I don't know if it was Reindeer Games or what, but like my email's been popping off. So I think that contractually, there's certain things that I want to do, but it just has to make sense. So yeah, I'll be back on TV next year for sure, but I just don't know which route I'm gonna go. So we'll see.
Well listen, you have options. Amazing.
Yeah, I'm very, very fortunate and grateful for that.
Well, Josh, I appreciate you coming on the podcast. It's always so fun catching up with you. Awesome. And anyone who didn't watch my winner interview with Josh, again, I know I always say it's like one of my favorites, but it is. So please go back and watch it because it's really good.
I've gone back and watched all of them. So that's how I studied for Reindeer Games. I watched your interviews. It's like, who doesn't want to work with me?
Like, the whole reason I'm not doing an interview with you is because I'm going to give away my secrets if I play the game.
Yeah, no, I don't blame them because I really did go back and watch like all the winners.
Oh no! Well,
I hope Rachel and Dr. Will were going to be in there. I was like, you know what? Let me go see if they like me or not. No, but I love both.
Well, I will say justice for Rachel Riley. It would have been fun if she was in there. But
dude, I think that was the biggest shocker for me. One of the biggest shockers was like, all right, is Rachel gonna? I kept saying it like anytime you talk to somebody else, I'm like, Rachel's gonna storm through this door any minute and be like, you know, be Rachel. So I truly was expecting her, like. Even when I was in my green room waiting, I'm like, I know her laugh. I feel like I hear her laugh. Like, but I guess they're just saving her for winners. They know the fans. They know we are. They know everybody's excited. So Rachel will be back.
Yep. Yeah. Well, thank you, Josh, again. I really appreciate it for the listeners. Obviously, please like and subscribe. And I will be talking to whoever wins tomorrow. So stay tuned.
We'll find out soon.